Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey, and today we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation. Mary and Joseph decide to unite their newborn child with the divine presence dwelling in the temple, the privileged place of encounter with God. By that presentation, Jesus is shown to be the firstborn son who belongs to the Lord. This revelation transforms the way that we belong. Christ's visits to the temple later in life re-presented his presentation by intensifying this infant encounter with his Father. Ultimately, Christ identifies himself with the temple. He is God's dwelling place among people. Christ identifies himself with the temple. He is God's dwelling place among us. As today, Mary carries her baby to the temple. She is leading Jesus and us to our true self. Let's take a look, first of all, at the gospel. I know this is backwards, but I want to make sure that I cover some of the points in this Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. That's the full section. There's a shortened version of this, but I want to do the full gospel here for the presentation. Luke 2, 22. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous, devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, longing for the coming of the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit, that is, led by the Spirit, into the temple. And when the parents, this is Mary and Joseph, brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, now he's an old man now, and he's been praying and longing for the Messiah, spending his days in the temple. Many of us can't spend our days in the church, but we can have our hearts set on him more and more. So he took him into his arms, and he blessed God, saying, now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. Are you ready to greet the Lord? I'm not saying he would come in the same way, but are you ready to acknowledge him when you see his words, his actions in the lives of others? When you see certain things happen, events happen, are you able to identify what is the Lord? God wants to show you and teach you, but it takes time. Are you growing in faith? Is your faith real? Is your faith personal? As well as communal. The gospel goes on, the child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, the sword of suffering, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Simeon was prophesying, and the prophecy was true. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, right then, when Simeon is prophesying, she comes forward at that very time, and she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. Now, there is a translation. It says here, she gave thanks to God. Let me tell you that if you look at the original language, and I'm going to put this in very simple, down-to-earth terms, she went crazy. Not losing her mind, but she rejoiced when she saw the Christ because she recognized him in that baby. How did she do that? Because she spent years praying and longing for the Messiah, as Simeon had done. And they were able to recognize, brothers and sisters, please, the elderly in your lives who have been faithful to God are signs that can lead you closer to God. This world in which we live wants to put the elderly aside, shove them in a corner, put them out of sight. And some of the elderly in your own family may be responsible for your salvation because they pray for you day and night. Anna and Simeon are incredible examples of that. She's over 84 years old, and there she is in the temple praying every day. Simeon, longing, praying for the Messiah. And what happens to Simeon? He's prayed for the Messiah. You can imagine the ideas he might have had about how the Messiah would come in glory and majesty and power, but he stayed as close as he could to the Lord. He prayed day and night. And when that infant child was carried in, he recognized that that was the Messiah. How does that happen except by the action of God's Spirit? It was born out of fidelity of these two elderly. All of you who are praying for your children and grandchildren, you keep right on praying. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. God hears every word of every prayer you pray. Ask Simeon and Anna to pray with you. Of course, you ask Jesus to pray with you, but ask Simeon and Anna to join their prayers with you. My goodness, brothers and sisters, God has so much that he desires to give us, but we think so much according to the world, not according to the gospel. Let's get our priorities straight this year. Let's have our faith really mature, really grow in us this year. Let's not stand on the sideline any longer. Let's get into the middle of the battle, because you have to fight the enemy. But oh, the reward, brothers and sisters, so far outweighs the battle, can't even be expressed. I want to go backwards now and take a look at the first reading. I wanted to make sure I got all that in. So I'm going back now to the first reading, the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Thus says the Lord, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire or the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Brothers and sisters, they had not seen the Messiah, but they were prophesying his coming. They knew that he would come. They knew that he would be revealed, and they prayed. Take a look at the second reading for the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their lives. Are you subject to slavery because you fear death? And so you want to blot it out? You want to ignore it? Brothers and sisters, don't you think God accompanies us every moment of our lives if we repent for our sin? Don't you think he walks with us? Don't you think he wants to lead us to glory? He does. Don't shut off that part and say, well, yeah, it'll come one day, but I'm not going to think about it now. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry, for life is short. You take that approach, and life can become very, very difficult because God wants you for himself, and we want to follow him. Hebrews says, surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. God the Father gave us Jesus so we would not have to be afraid. And God the Father gave us Jesus because Jesus said, thy will be done. Jesus took on your sin and mine. He took on the sin of the whole world. He died. The infinite God died in the flesh to open the gates of heaven for you and me. Why would you ever turn away from a gift like that? Put your trust in Jesus. Grow in faith in Jesus. He took upon him all our sins, so that you might have the possibility of eternal life. But you need to decide to follow him. As I've said many times, you don't drift into heaven. It doesn't work that way. Follow him. Choose him. And even here on earth, companionship with the Son of God, with Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior and our Lord, relationship with him becomes possible by the power of the Holy Spirit even now. You can grow in knowledge and understanding of him, and he will inspire you and pour out graces upon you to enable you to be a disciple. Go before him every day. Say, Lord, I want to be your disciple, and I don't have a clue how to do this. Will you help me? That's all you have to do. And then start reading scripture every day. Give God time every day. If you're Catholic, go to Mass as often as you can. Ponder the readings of scripture. Receive the Eucharist. Confess your sins. And brothers and sisters, what will happen is the darkness and the gloom will begin to lift. And hope will come into your heart. And wisdom from God on how to follow him will be poured into your life. The graces of confirmation, all the sacraments will come alive in you. Please choose to follow him in faith. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.